Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. How many children do you have living with you that attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
One.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside of Boston, a private school, homeschooled?
A Boston district school.
Okay, thank you. And let's see now. What is your age?
42.
42, thank you. And how do you describe your gender?
Female.
Female, thank you. And how would you best describe your race? We have white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern.
We don't need to answer that, do we?
Well, let's see. Prefer not to say is fine. Yeah, you don't have to answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's see. Think specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston's public schools. What grade is your child in this current school year?
Second.
Okay, thank you. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston's public school systems?
Well, I can't speak for the whole system. I can just speak for the schools.
Your opinion. So how do you feel about it?
It's fine. It's
okay,
fine.
So I could give you a very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied,
satisfied.
Or very, okay, thank you. And let's see, so students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way overall. How would you grade your child's school?
A B.
Did you say a B or a D?
B.
Okay.
As in boy.
Thank you. Got it. How about Boston's public schools as a whole, overall? How would you grade Boston public schools? Same scale, A through F.
I'll give that like a C.
A C, okay. And think now about Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu. How would you grade the job she is doing with the Boston public schools? Same scale, A through F.
I'd give her a B. She's doing better than what was.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment?
Are there any options? That was a long question.
Yeah. We have very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all.
I'd say somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
You got to give me the options, bro. Which is not multiple choice for this question either.
Yeah, we do. We have very well, somewhat well, not too well.
I think very well. They're a little aggravating. It's a little too much phone calls, but other than that, they're good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we're taking this survey to see what, you know, just feedback on what the opinion is of people in the area. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston's public school system is most focused on serving? pick up to, let's see, pick up to your top two. So we have parents. You can pick up the two, in other words. Parents, teachers,
okay.
Students, the superintendent, DPS.
Wait. What was the question again? Sorry, can you repeat it?
Yeah, no problem. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? You can pick up the two. So we have parents, we have teachers, students, superintendents, DPS system leaders, that's one, politicians, the local community.
Let's say the teachers and the students.
Okay.
The parents and the teachers.
Parents and teachers. Which, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Parents and teachers. Thank you. Moving to the next question. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged?
Yeah.
Not too
Very engaged? Very engaged. Yep.
Great. Next. How engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your children's education? I can read it. Let me read it one more time. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your children's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged? Not too
very
engaged.
Engaged.
Very engaged.
Very engaged.
Okay. As a parent of a student, the Boston Public School Systems, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? And you would say you strongly or somewhat disagree. Let's see now. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree?
Yes, strongly. Yep, strongly agree.
And let's see, the Boston Public School System makes you feel welcomed.
Strongly agree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
I'm unsure of that one. I don't know about that one. I can't even answer
that. We guys strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. And let's move on. We're a little over halfway. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at the school?
Not at all.
Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all concerned? Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools with the Boston Public School Systems? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Yeah.
And as you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard about, have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal? A fair amount? Not too much? Nothing at all?
Not too much. I only hear about from my son's school. I probably should start reading because I haven't heard anything about the merging. I wouldn't like that.
I gotta read.
That's crazy.
Right. Yeah. It happens. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Renovating some schools. Strongly support. Somewhat support.
Strongly.
Somewhat oppose.
Yep.
Strongly support?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Modernizing some schools.
Trying to support.
Okay. Closing some schools.
No, I don't support that.
Okay. So we have somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Merging some schools.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Thank you. And we're about 70% done. And how would you rate the condition on your child's school? Of your child's school, I'm sorry. How would you rate the condition of your child's school? Great
this,
condition?
This question, they don't even let us in. They don't even let us in. So I can't, I mean, I can tell you what the outside mm-hmm. looks like. Post-COVID, they don't let anybody in the building unless it's like mm-hmm. you're going to the, straight to the auditorium or like it's an emergency or you need it, like, you know what I mean?
And that's for
you
safety?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in the world, right? You know, nowadays.
Yeah, I get it, but so I can't tell you even what, I don't know what the cafeteria looks like. I don't know what his classroom looks like. Like, that,
don't
I don't know. Yeah, no, I have no idea.
To the best of your knowledge, would your child's school be affected by plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
Affected how? It would be, that's a broad question.
It says, to the best of your knowledge, would your child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
I understand it. Yeah, I get it. I hear it now. Yes, mm-hmm. Strongly agree. Is that
okay? Yes, no.
I have?
So, right.
Oh, yes.
So yes as it would be and no as it wouldn't be. Okay, yes. Thank you. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar?
Yes, not very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to school in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period?
Yeah, I'm a product of the 80s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you say you, your parents, grandparents?
Like, actually, one of us were MECO kids? No, but my first son was on the list seven years. And then when he finally got it, they were only accepting 3 7th graders out of Boston. So, like, there was 80 parents in there wanting their kids to go to better schools, but they only wanted 3. So that they need to fix that whole system.
So then it would be you, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I do have my opinions, ma'am. I don't want you to think I'm being rude or anything. I just can't.
No, I know you can't respond to me, my extra talk. I know.
But that's pretty interesting. Okay, that's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Do you or your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No, not the current child, no.
Thank you. And have you observed any ongoing effects within the Boston public school system to address the impact of racism and segregation?
This is a yes or no question. Yes.
Yeah, you could, whenever you want, if you want me to read it again, just tell me. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Yeah, I want to say yes to that question.
Yes, okay. Gotcha. And think about ways the Boston Public Schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation. Do you think they should do more or less, or are they doing the right amount?
More.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Do more?
More.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that your child's, do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Okay. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years. There are more now. There are fewer now. There has been no change.
I haven't seen it. No change.
Okay. There has been no change. Okay, thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your child have an individualized education program, sometimes called an IEP? Yes. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called EL?
No.
No. Thank you.
No.
What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
English? Just English?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Okay. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else? Lived here my whole life?
My whole life.
Okay.
Yep.
It's pretty out there, right? I've always wanted to visit.
You're not even here?
Right now I'm not, but yeah, we'll be out there. What is the last year of schooling? Yeah, well, you have to keep bias, you know what I
mean? It's pretty, but not right now. It's freaking freezing. It's about to be a storm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys got lobsters. You guys got pretty buildings, old buildings.
Lobster. You're right. Yeah, it's pretty.
Patriots are out there. They're my favorite team.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's kind of tough right now, but we'll bounce back. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school?
Okay. High school graduate?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And last year was, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $35,000.
Below 25.
Okay. Thank you. And I believe that's about it, man. I really appreciate it. I had a great time talking to you. It's very nice to know that there's people out there that actually take the time out to do these surveys, which is an interest.
I know. This is the third call. I said, let me just take the survey now because I told him to call me Saturday because you guys call so late. I'm like, nobody wants to do this at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. But I was like, let me just get it over with because you guys are just going to keep calling me, and I don't want to wake up early on Saturday to do it. So I just did it.
You know, I mean, it's great that, you know, people do take the time to at least give us their opinion. And so we forward that in, you know, hopefully in the right direction.
Well, you can't complain if you don't put your input, right? And I do a lot of complaining, so I guess I got to put my input in order for something
to change.
That's
a great way to look at it. Yeah, it's a great way. I wish people looked at it like you. If you're not going to be part of the solution, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
thank you.
I appreciate your time. You too. Have a great night. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.